Welcome to
Men's Book Club.
Men's Book Club.
Yes.
We're back after a little bit of a hiatus, which is my
big
fault.
Hiatus. Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
I went on vacation for 1 week and that threw everything out of the loop. First vacation in 2 years.
Was it really your first one in two years? Well, you went on a work one maybe, right?
Yeah. But I had to travel for work. I don't count that as the same.
You try to make the best.
2020, June 2020 was the last time I actually took time off.
And now he's going to wait another 2 years.
And I'm going to wait 2 years.
He likes depriving himself.
Yes, I do. I'm a masochist. Today we're reading. We're not reading. We already read it. We're discussing Cover Story by Susan Rigetti.
Now there's a show on this too, but it's different. I think it's different.
So I don't know. It's taking inspiration from the show. But I don't think it's a show about this story.
It's taking inspiration from the story.
Yeah, right. Which became famous because of the show.
Interesting.
So the show we're talking about is Anna Delvey. It's on Netflix. It's very popular. I'm sure a lot of people watched it. But this is sort of in the same genre. It's a woman who is basically, you know, bamboozling the whole town and everybody in between them. So,
yeah, she did a good, she really fucked over.
Yeah, she fucked everyone over. I will say before we get into this, this isn't one of those like deeply enriching novels that you feel like you can discuss the themes and the characters and deeply analyze it. I think this is just a shock value book.
It was different because they have like the FBI memos and I guess that text message or
right the group chat Slack
whatever was diary information
so the story is written through multiple points of views.
I forgot the main character's
the
name.
Major protagonist is Laura.
Well, Laura.
Laura Ritchie. She's basically the one writing the journal entries that kind of give us the background into everything. She's supposed to be an intern at Elle magazine,
which is like her dream,
right? She wants to work in fashion. She gets an internship into Elle magazine. Over there, she meets a woman named Cat Wolf, we find out very quickly. We find out very quickly that this woman, Cat Wolf, is being watched by the FBI. We see private reports from the FBI going back and forth between themselves and discussing with her employer and people. Basically, we just see the internal memos of the FBI. So we're seeing the story through the FBI's point of view. We're seeing the story through this intern, Laura, and we're also seeing it through people at work. They're kind of like having Slack messages. So we're getting multiple dimensions of this story. We're basically trying to understand who Cat Wolf is and what's going on. We also see some private emails between Cat Wolf and her brother at certain points. So the story's kind of like all over the place in terms
of... Yeah, it's like different because like her real name is something else. I don't know.
Something
Russian.
Something very Russian, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll buy it. I don't know the name.
Okay, so I don't remember her actual Russian name, but it's a Russian name. Anyway, so the story basically starts off with Laura getting an internship. She's working at Elle magazine. She meets all these new interns. While she's over there, she kind of befriends one of the main editors, one of the main contributors out there. She's supposed to be this big deal of a woman. She's kind of intimidating, but you want to be on her good side, and her name is Cat Wolf. Cat Wolf, we find out, like I just mentioned, is wanted by the FBI, but they're kind of like, not wanted, but they're watching her. They're trying to figure out what she's doing, what's going on, whatever. Cat Wolf takes an interest in Laura. She finds out that if she uses Laura, because Laura has good writing skills, if she uses her to publish a few books, she'll be able to sell a bunch of copies, and then her and Laura can sort of split the profits. Yeah. And that's basically her scheme.
And she has different schemes going on, because she has that scheme. She has like another scheme where she's trying to do like a funding something.
So
I don't know what she was funding. I forgot
so
exactly.
Through the main
app or something.
A bunch of them actually, an app and another company where she's like paying for Instagram followers. But what we're seeing from Laura's perspective is that this woman just wants her help so that she can publish a book, and that's basically the story through the diary of Laura.
Yeah, and it helps like Laura because she wants to be a writer and she doesn't really like her No, she wasn't doing good in college.
She needed a place to stay. And Cat Wolf basically said, look, come live with me. Use the hotel and all of the amenities that she lives in, you know, the fanciest hotel in New York City.
Everybody, even if you live in New York, want to stay.
Right, you're right.
Somewhere. I mean, I'll never be able to, but you can look at it from that.
yeah. So she's saying, come stay at my suite. I can't pay you, but what I can do is let you use all the amenities of the hotel. And in the meantime, while you're doing all of that, you can write. And basically, that's how I'm paying you to write. Laura didn't have really any choice because she got kicked out of school. She didn't have money to go back into it. She didn't really want to. She just wanted to be a writer. That's all she wanted. So this was like a dream come true. While this is happening, we're seeing through emails between Cat Wolf and her brother, who is in Russia, Cat Wolf pretending to be somebody else, and these VC capital funds that she is basically trying to make it seem like she has a company that is valued at a couple of million dollars. And she does this by emailing her brother, who's supposed to be like this tech-savvy person, making it seem like she has a bunch of followers. She takes these followers. She emails the VC firms and saying, look, I have all these followers that are following my company. My company is valued at $5 million. Can you give me a loan? Whatever. They give her a bunch of money. Basically, everybody thinks that this person that Cat Wolf is pretending to be is on the verge of a breakthrough in an app. And then she does the same thing with another company where she's basically pretending to have a fashion company. And all she's doing is faking a following on social media. And
she gets different names.
And, right. And these banks are believing it because
she... Which I don't understand.
Yeah. But. Well, it happens. These banks are just saying, you know, we'll give you $5 million.
She also like fakes followers, so maybe that's why too.
Yeah, yeah. They're going on Instagram and saying, okay, company XYZ that you're telling us to invest in looks like it has 2 million followers on social media. The website looks legit. The app looks like it might be legit. Again, this is all the doing of her brother. Okay, we'll invest a couple of million dollars into it so we could be a percentage owner. That's how VC firms are. And VC firms, usually venture capitalists, don't really expect their money back 9 times out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. They almost know that they just want one good thing per year. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Silicon Valley, right? Where they have the hub and they're just trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. If they get one Uber,
Twitter out of. Yeah, one, exactly. Out of like 10.
Right.
Whatever they are.
Right. And for them, you know, a couple of million dollars that they're giving this woman. It's chump change for them. Like, it's nothing. Oh, yeah. It's a write-off. It's a write-off. It's no big deal. But she's using this money to pay the debts that she has and then using that to get a brand new credit card. And she's in total debt. She has no money to her.
Yeah, it's like a Ponzi scheme. It's like you're taking one money. It's a very big Ponzi scheme. You know.
Yeah. And nobody really knows this. Her and her brother are the only two that know this. The entire time, Laura's writing for her. And as she's writing for her, she's basically under the delusion that Cat Wolf is this wealthy, brilliant woman.
Yeah, and it's like kind of funny because you're like, okay, you're not getting paid, but she's letting you stay there. But right. Like, you have no, you're under her
power, right? Power, under her thumb. Right? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we find out at some point, Laura finds out, and again, this is all journal entries, that Cat Wolf is who Cat Wolf actually is. She's not really, what's the word I'm looking for? She's not really a wealthy individual. She is somebody that's wanted, and basically she helps Cat Wolf escape, and she helps her do all these things, and eventually Cat Wolf is getting chased by the FBI. Mm-hmm. Laura helps her escape, and basically, nobody catches Cat Wolf. She's gone into
Catty Wolf.
What we do find out at the very, very end of this book is that all along, Laura didn't exist. She did at a certain point, been in a coma. And these diary entries are actually Cat Wolf writing them. And she's using these diary entries, pretending to be Laura, And that's where she disappeared to. She basically put on an outfit pretending to be Laura this whole time so that she can go to get a book deal out of this whole scheme. And she did. So everybody's believing that she's Laura. The very last...
I believed it.
Yeah. The very last page of the book is Laura's parents writing to the publishing company that gave, quote-unquote, Laura a publishing deal, saying, our daughter has been in a coma since Thanksgiving. We don't know who you just gave this book
deal. Yeah, and it's kind of cool because it goes back to, like, they were writing earlier, mm-hmm. hold a spot for my
daughter. Right.
Here's the problem I have with it. Great twist. Mm-hmm. Didn't really see it coming. The problem I have with it is, didn't Cat Wolf know Laura before she got in that accident?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just convenient that mm-hmm. she happened to get in this act. Like, things worked in her
well,
favor.
You can look at it. It's convenient, or she caused it. Maybe. I mean, you could look at it any way you want. But she did tell Laura, leave all of your things here, when she went to visit her family for Thanksgiving. So she kind of either knew that something was going to happen, or she was like, if something happens, I at least have Laura's journal with me.
Mm.
Like, she knew at that point that from this point forward, she has to pretend she's Laura. So she almost, I would say, probably ended up causing the accident. That
gave her too many drinks, or...
Either that, or she, you know, paid somebody to hit the car, or, you know... Drove her off, whatever it is.
And the other thing that was kind of weird is, like, the people that she worked with didn't know that she was, like, in an accident. Like, the interns. So, but you would think that company would have known.
Well, at that point, they were you could see, like, in a couple of Instagram posts and, like, Slacks back and forth, oh, we haven't seen Laura, we haven't heard from her,
understand.
We hope that she's okay.
I understand that, but, like... Wouldn't the family be like, well, my daughter just, like, wouldn't they
contact
the company?
Yeah,
like, it wouldn't be such like a, like, if I worked at Wakefern and I guess if you just left, maybe not, but.
I get what you're saying. Maybe like the
parents. I find that very hard to believe that.
Maybe the parents sent something over to Kat because she does work there. And maybe. Kat didn't say something. I get what you're saying. Why the parents in the company should at some point or another have had communication.
Because even if it was right. Your last day at Wakefern, let's say, and mm-hmm. going to an accident, you would think that they would have,
right,
something.
Right.
Somebody would have known something.
Right, right. I get what you're saying. Okay.
I mean, that's...
Fair enough. Fair
and then
point.
I thought, like, some other things were just like, she dresses up like her and mm-hmm. nobody realizes.
Nobody notices, yeah.
I mean, so some
this
stuff
has to
I was
be some really
like,
good... Some really good disguises.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if she caused that. It makes more sense if she caused it.
Yeah.
But to, like, work with her, and then, oh wow, she just happened to.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anything is like coincidence.
Well, because I read online, I was curious at the end, and people were like, oh, you know, she went to that party and she was drunk, and that was her itinerary, and she must have never made it.
Mm.
Whatever, but. Then that woman had to be a psychic because...
No, I think she caused
it. So she had to cause it because otherwise it makes... It's like, I guess she could have duped her in another way, but still.
No, I think like the insinuation at that point is either she slipped or something, she gave her too many drinks.
See, that makes more... Yeah, that makes
she
more
caused sense. The accident because it was too perfectly...
Yeah, like, yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. It's like
too neat.
It's like I met with this person that... Yeah. And the only
and you don't put it past her. I mean, she made millions off of this girl being in a coma. Why would you not? You don't know anything.
Oh, yeah. She goes through her laptop and finds those stories.
Yeah, and she just... Well, it's a diary, right? And she uses the stories that are in the laptop. That's one thing. But her main thing was this diary that she continues to write in. And it's almost like a backup plan so that whenever she gets caught, she can pretend to be this person who's been writing all along. People will believe that that's her, and she'll sell this fake journal about Cat Wolf, about things that never happened.
Yeah.
And it's a very cool way to do it, only because, like...
It's different.
Everything that you read from the moment that accident happened is basically made up, because it's just
and
what...
and it's not that far into the book. It's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's halfway, a little bit before.
Yeah, so... Basically, the second half of the book is all is all made up shit that Kat wanted you, the reader, and eventually the publisher, to see about her life. Everything before that didn't matter. And it's cool. It's cool that they did that, because you're almost like, well, did she run out into the water? Did she? Was she in that apartment? It's very cool that
did the brother ever come? Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. But at the end, when she said, I'll be home tomorrow, and she bought a bunch of Bitcoin, so I guess that she could travel back home to Russia, even though she disappeared, I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. That why would she do that, even though she was under the persona of Laura? It's very like intricate the way that they did it at the end. I liked it. I thought it was like, yeah, there are plot holes in this book. I agree with that. And I think, like I said in the beginning, this isn't one of those books where you need, like there's a lot of deep analysis.
I liked it too. It was just when I started to look back, like originally I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, wait, I was trying to sync things up. And that's when I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a perfect mark, I guess. unless she did something, and she had to, I guess.
She had to. If she didn't, it would, her whole plan would have, like, she befriended this girl specifically so she can do this. So at one point or another, something had to happen to this girl, and she had to have caused that.
Yeah, because even if she presumed, oh, this girl's going to drive drunk, you don't know you're going to get into an accident.
Right.
And you don't know that if you're going to get into a coma.
Right.
I mean, you could get to an accident and be fine.
Yeah. I think DUI. She had to have caused something for all of her plan to work together.
Yeah, I thought the best part was like the parents in the beginning. Because you're like, oh, hold the spot. She's going to change her mind.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to change her mind.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like, oh, that's fucked up.
That was pretty cool. When you go back to the parents' emails.
I got lazy and I was like, oh, maybe I'll go back and I'll check. And I was like, eh. You know,
it's good.
I think I'm good.
Have you watched the Anna Delvey?
No.
All right. So Anna Delvey's obviously all a true story. There's a little bit of dramatization in the show, but
it's, you could be her.
It's
for all I know, I'm talking to Anna Delvey.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What I guess I'm trying to say is most of the things that happened in this book happened in 2016 by a 22-year-old girl who didn't have any of this, right? Like, she didn't have money. She was pretending she had money. She had a little bit of contacts overseas.
From Russia or?
Germany. Like, one of her parents is Russian.
She was here?
She was here in New York City. She duped a bunch of banks out of money, pretending she has projects, saying that she was an heir to this Russian/German family. Her dad is going to keep wiring money to the bank. Mm. She would spend up her Amex, and when Amex comes and says, oh, you owe us money, she's like, oh, my dad is sending it. He'll send it through wire. Wires take 7 days, and in those 7 days, she goes to try to find another card to pay. She was duping a bunch of people. She just got out, actually, on house arrest. She's in house arrest in the Upper West Side or some fancy-ass place.
So she's out of jail.
She's out of jail. Yeah, she was in jail for about 2 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
She's under house arrest. What she did.
She's under house arrest. I think the first thing is she's supposed to be deported. She was under ICE custody, and then ICE released her to the state, and then the state put her in house arrest.
So she probably gets deported after.
Pending her case. I don't know what's going to happen to her. I think they only charged her so far with like $275,000 that she stole from a bank that's worth like $40 billion. I don't know. It doesn't seem like she's going to get in that much trouble. That's why that she's on house arrest. But she did. She rented one of the most expensive buildings in New York City, had this investor pay for it. The investor thought she was legit, so he put his name on paper, so she duped him. Whoops. It was just this crazy thing.
It is pretty good if you could be that convincing.
Yeah, that's the thing. My point is that I can believe a story like this happening because it really just happened.
And it does happen. Yeah. I mean, it's not just her.
Even the Thanos woman, Elizabeth Holmes, I mean, she duped a bunch of investors.
Was the Catch Me If You Can guy.
The Catch Me If You Can guy, right.
I mean, people have done it.
But it happened recently with this girl, which is wild to me that it happens. The point is here, don't invest in things you guys don't know about. That's not good. So what rating do you give this book overall?
3.5.
Okay. All right. I think I'm there too. I think I'm at 3.5. It was a quick read. I think I don't know. So, most of these pages are just like
it was
IM chats back and forth that are like four lines. Yeah, so a lot of these.
I liked it because it was it's similar to other books that we read, but it's different enough. There's a nice little twist.
Mm-hmm.
The author's pretty good looking.
that's how you did. I think she was like a writer for, I don't know, like Bloomberg or Financial Times or something like that. So she's very into the finance world. I like that. It kind of gives her a little bit of an edge when she's talking about VC firms.
It's different too because it's not just one way. It's kind of cool. It's like you're looking at official document.
Right.
It's like almost like you're the detective.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth the read.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was one of those books that is good for like if you're reading in the summer or something, you know, mm-hmm. you want a light reading. It's not.
Yeah, definitely a light read. I think even though we discussed it, if you didn't read it, it's worth the read because there are a lot of pieces of this that we still didn't discuss. But they really don't make sense unless you read the whole thing, like her dad visiting, her brother visiting.
I guess they just had to put that in there. She had to put that in there to
throw people off the trail.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like my dad can't know this. And
yeah, yeah. I think she like added characters within the journal as a fluke just to.
Now the brother could have came in because and just the girl might not have been there.
We don't know because it's all fake, right? Yeah. Like that second part is supposed to be fake. But yeah, it's definitely worth a read. You guys should check it out. Cover story by Susan Rigetti.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.